With a grunt, he struck the well-used, patched-up heavy bag that hung in a dark corner of the warehouse with as much power behind it as he could. The impact jarred his bones and teeth, not that he cared. He adjusted his stance and put his weight behind the next strike as well. Sweat dripped off his brow, soaked his sleeveless tee both front and back, and mottled the concrete floor beneath him. The exertion was just what he needed to get that face and words out of his head. He needed to stop picking up females in bars and start looking elsewhere. He just didn't know where. He thought of Jazz and how he would have stopped his midnight trolling for her. But Crow had claimed her before he could, and the biker wasn't giving her up without a fight. Not that Mercy blamed him. If he had that in his bed, he wouldn't give her up without a fight either. There would be total devastation before Mercy would let anyone else have what was his. But Crow won her. Crow deserved her. Crow was right for her. He saw that clearly now. Still didn't mean that Mercy liked the outcome. But Jazz needed someone who could be softer with her than he could. Someone who could love her, which he wasn't sure if he could love anyone anymore. It was a concept foreign to him. He might not even recognize it if it bit him in the ass. And truthfully, Jazz deserved to be treated like the treasure she was. His upper lip curled, and with a grunt he pounded the bag with a quick jab right, quickly followed by a left uppercut. One of the overhead halogens lit up, and Mercy squinted from the sudden brightness until his eyes adjusted. Once they did, he saw his boss lumbering in his direction. And like normal, he wasn't alone. His youngest daughter, Indigo, was tucked within his arms. That man didn't go anywhere without at least one of his two baby girls glued to him. He took their safety to the extreme. He pitied any guy wanting to date them when they got old enough. Brother. Dee's deep grumble was low, probably so he wouldn't wake up a sleeping Indy. His dark brown eyes slid to the bag, then to Mercy's hands. Mercy glanced down at his clenched fists. He hadn't bothered to wrap them, and now his knuckles were raw and bloody, even a bit swollen. He glanced over his shoulder. The bag had blood smears on it, too. "I'll clean it up, boss," he muttered. "Ain't out here to talk about that." Diesel adjusted Indy in his arms. "Got a job for you." "Need to stay busy, Dee. This downtime's getting me torqued." "Know it. Know why." "Got it." "Right. So what is it?" When Diesel hesitated, Mercy frowned. "Don't tell me it's another douchebag football player. I'm not a babysitter." "No. An entitled celeb and has an assistant who cleans his ass with hand-woven silk wipes." "No. I'm not liking this." "Got a package for you to move." Mercy lifted a brow. "From where?" "Vegas."